Hello， 大家好 ，Welcome to today's
Every
Moment。
I'm
Jason。
How to show love? It was mom who held the family together.
Day and night, listen to your favorite, just my every moment。
Welcome to today's Every Moment. Nice meeting you again. This is Alicia. Today, I want to share with you a fairy tale, Beauty and the Beast. Hope you enjoy it. Once upon a time, in a faraway land, a young prince lived in a shining castle. Although he had everything his heart desired, the prince was spoiled, selfish, and unkind.But then, one winter's night, an old beggar woman came to the castle and offered him a single rose in return for shelter from a bitter cold. Repulsed by her haggard appearance, the prince sneered at the gift and turned the old man away. But she warned him not to be deceived by appearances, for beauty is found within.And when he dismissed her again, the old woman's ugliness melted away to reveal a beautiful enchantress. The prince tried to apologize, but it was too late, for she had seen that there was no love inside his heart. And as punishment, she transformed him into a hideous beast and placed a powerful spell on the castle, and all who lived there,Ashamed of his monstrous form, the beast concealed himself inside the castle with a magic mirror as his only window to the outside world. The rose she had offered was truly an enchanted rose, which would bloom until his 21st year. If he could learn to love another and earn her love in return by the time the last petal fell,then the spell would be broken. If not, he would be doomed to remain a beast for all time. As the years passed, he fell into despair and lost all hope. For who could ever learn to love a beast? In a town near the castle lived a merchant and his family.One day, the merchant heard that all his ships had been lost in a storm. He was penniless and would have to move to a tiny cottage on the edge of the woods. "Everything will be all right," said the daughter, Belle. "We can all help. We don't need any servants as the house is so small." The merchant was very grateful to Belle.The older girls were very upset, and it was no help at all. In no time at all, Beauty had a little cottage spick and span. One day, a messenger arrived.
"I have good news,"
he said to the merchant.
"One of your ships has made harbor. You are needed to oversee matters in unloading."
Oh, good news indeed,"
said the merchant. He called his daughters round him. They were delighted when he heard the news. "Does this mean we can move back home?" asked the oldest daughter.
"First thing first,"
said her father.
"If there's a profit, I'll bring you all back a present. You must tell me what you would like."
"Wow, a beautiful dress, father," cried the first. "A new hat, father," said the second.
"What about you, Belle?"
asked the merchant. Belle simply said, "A red rose, please, father." The merchant set out the very day for the town with the messenger. He completed his business and found that he had indeed made a profit.There was enough to buy his daughter's present and some to invest. The dress and hat were soon brought, but there were no roses to be had in the town. It was evening when he set out for home.
Maybe I'll be able to find one on the way home,
he said to himself. He was still far away from home when it started to grow dark. He was in an unfamiliar part of the forest, and knew that he would soon be lost if he did not find somewhere for the night. He suddenly saw some light and soon found himself outside a vast mansion.
I did not know that Liz was here,
said the merchant.
I must really be lost.
The merchant went into the house as the front door was open. He looked round, but there was nobody to be seen. He could smell delicious food. A table in the dining room was laid for one, so he sat and ate a hearty supper. He suddenly remembered his horse and went to stable it for the night. But it had already been done when the horse was tucking into a bag of oats.
How strange,
thought the merchant, returning to the house. At the front door, he turned to thank his unseen host, but then he saw the garden, full of roses, roses of every different color.
Now I can get Belle's present,
said the merchant, and he picked a red rose. The merchant nearly jumped out of his skin when he heard a furious roar.
Have I not been a good host?
Roared the voice.
I fed you, gave you a beautiful night, and stabled your horse, and you repay me by stealing from me?
The owner of the forest then came into sight. The merchant shuddered. It was the ugliest creature he had ever seen.
I am very sorry,
said the merchant.
I picked it for my daughter. If you wish to live, you must send the first living thing you see when you arrive home,
said the beast.
Very well,
said the merchant. He knew that his dog usually greeted him first. He then set off for home, but to his dismay, it was Belle who ran out of the house to greet him. The dog was lying asleep in the sun. The other girls came out to empty the saddlebags and to see their presents. He went quietly into the house. Belle was worried and followed him in. What's wrong? She asked.
I must send you to the beast's house,
he said sadly, and then told Belle what had happened. I will go, said the beauty. We must keep your promise.
But you have not seen him,
said her father. I will still go, said Beauty. He surely cannot be as ugly as you say. But Belle did shudder the first time she saw the beast at the house in the middle of the forest. The beast pretended not to notice her shudder and showed her around the house and gardens. She had a beautiful room and lovely clothes, and he gave her a magic mirror so that she could see her family whenever she wanted to. The beast spent every afternoon with her, and gradually he became used to his ugly face and looked forward to seeing him. One afternoon, the beast said,
Belle, do you love me?
Love you? Repeated Belle. No, I do like you. I like you a lot.
Never mind,
said the beast, and he left her much earlier than usual. I've seen this song before.
I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me, cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you, in case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand. It's sad but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 I know you're thinking I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye. It's sad but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.